This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Setting aside, for now anyway, the risk of hyperventilating with all those deep breaths and sighs of relief I've been taking as Wall Street decides what it thinks about the coronavirus, this was, relatively speaking, a more sedate day in global equities. But there is a stock market story to be told about the way the White House is talking about COVID-19. Neil Irwin is the senior economics correspondent for The New York Times, writing about this very thing in his column today. Neil, it's good to have you back.
Thanks for having me, Kai.
So this is, macroeconomically speaking, a story of risk in the global economy. It is also now, for the president, a very personalized risk, this touting he has done of the stock market.
That's right. We've had 3 years of President Trump saying the stock market is all about me. I've driven it up. I'm the reason your portfolio is doing well. So that leaves him more vulnerable than most presidents would be if we see a real continued sell-off, not just the couple of days we've had this week, but a sustained kind of bear market would be very bad for this president in particular.
Were this a different administration, what do you suppose would be happening?
You know, I think we'd see even more briefings than we have been getting from public health authorities. We'd see a sense of caution, a sense that, you know, you don't want to rush ahead and say that either everything is solved or, you know, it's time to go and buy stocks. There certainly wouldn't be this much emphasis on the stock market. There would be emphasis on the underlying problem of a potential health public health catastrophe. And I think that's what's unusual about how the Trump administration is handling this. They're so laser focused on the stock market because the president is laser focused on the stock market. Right now, that's not really the first order thing we need to be worrying about.
You make the analogy in your column this morning to a private company having a safety recall crisis of some kind.
Yeah. Imagine a company, they have a product that gets people sick or causes problems. They have to recall it. And the question is, what do you want the executive team to be spending their time doing? You don't want them going on TV and yelling about the stock price. What you want is them to deal with the problem, figure out how to fix that product. You know, that's what you want out of a private company. The same is true of the government. You want the government to do everything it can to try and minimize this problem, save lives, and prevent disruption to supply chains and business activity, even as the disease does spread.
That brings up this question of toolkit, which we usually talk about as it relates to the Federal Reserve, right? What can the Fed do? And certainly monetary policy is the biggie for the Fed. And we will hear at some point from Jay Powell on this the next time he chooses to speak publicly. What about fiscal policymakers? I mean, if they were sitting there, they are sitting there, but what might we think that they should be doing?
Well, I think the central problem with this is that if we get major supply disruptions, it's not something that either monetary or fiscal policy is very well suited to deal with. So, yeah, we might get an interest rate cut out of the Fed. Maybe you get some kind of stimulus package out of Congress, a cut in the payroll tax, something like that. That would help put money in people's pockets. That would help boost the stock market. But it's not going to solve the underlying problem. And if there aren't goods being shipped from China and other countries, if U.S. factories have to shut down, if airlines have empty planes, empty hotels, those things can't be solved by flooding the zone with more money. And that's what's worrying about this. If this does lead to some kind of protracted economic downturn, it'll be hard to get out of it.
Neil Irwin, senior economics correspondent for The New York Times. Neil, good to talk to you as always. Thanks.
Thanks so much, Kai.